As part of his five-day stay in China, Netherlands King Willem Alexander and his wife will make stops in the city of Beijing, Shanghai, and Hangzhou. He is also due to travel to Shanxi to tour through the Loas Plateau while making a stop in the city of Yan'an, which the Communist Party of China maintained its wartime headquarters. The King's time in Beijing with Xi Jinping is the Chinese president's second brush with the European monarchy this month, having just returned from UK, where he and his wife were guests of Queen Elizabeth at the Buckingham Palace. Professor Feng Zhongping, European studies expert with the China Institute of Contemporary International Relations, says the meetings with the European royalties has significant value from a public relations perspective.
Even though these monarchs don't have much political power in their country, their role still conveys an important symbolic meaning. Not only have the British and Dutch royal families reached out to the Chinese government, other monarchs from Sweden and Belgium have also either visited China or invited Chinese leaders to their countries. I think this is a sign European countries are racing to forge closer ties with China.
Apart from the Dutch King's time in China, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is also due to make a stop in China this coming week. French President François Hollande is also due to make a trip to China in early November. Professor Feng Zhongping says these trips are a good opportunity for the Chinese side to make Europe more comfortable with China.
The high-level reciprocal visits are an opportunity to build more political trust between state leaders. Only by promoting political trust, economic and trade cooperation, as well as people-to-people exchanges, can we guarantee a closer China-EU relationship. Right now, China-EU relationship is on a fast track. It's the result of strong efforts from both sides.
The Dutch King is here in China as part of a broader delegation from the Netherlands, which includes government officials and business leaders. A number of Dutch companies, including KLM, Shell, and the Port of Rotterdam, have representatives on the trip. It's expected several business deals in areas such as agriculture, finance, sports, and tourism will be finalized as part of Willem Alexander's time in China. His time in Shanxi is being highlighted as one area of significant interest, as it is expected that the Chinese side will be pressing for more cooperation from the Dutch delegations when it comes to the environment. Shanxi is on the edge of the Gobi Desert. It is an area that the government has been focusing on how to stop the soil erosion and help clean up the air. It's also an area where Xi Jinping spent 7 years as a Zhiqing, or educated youth, in the 1960s and 1970s. For CRI, I'm Wang Mengzhen.